Professor in News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A court has rejected President Trump's lawsuit against Maryland federal judges. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
A federal judge threw out the Trump administration's lawsuit against Maryland's entire federal bench. In his ruling, U.S. District Judge Thomas Cullen, who was nominated by Donald Trump, slammed the suit as potentially calamitous. He also criticized the administration's verbal attacks on the judiciary. At issue in the lawsuit was an order by the chief judge of the Maryland District Court that stopped the immediate deportation of migrants. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump held the seventh cabinet meeting of his second administration. Trump started by addressing the upcoming Labor Day holiday.
Every policy of the Trump administration is designed to lift up the American worker, promote great-paying blue-collar jobs, and to rebuild the industrial bedrock of our nation. It's also obviously for great defense. We have the greatest military in the world. We rebuilt it largely in my first term.
The president also blamed Fed Chairman Jerome Powell for higher lending rates, which he says are slowing the housing market. Cracker Barrel said late Tuesday it's returning to its old logo after critics, including President Trump, protested the company's plan to modernize. In a post on its website, Cracker Barrel said it will retain its old logo, which features an older man in overalls sitting next to a barrel and the words Old Country Store. The tempest over the logo began last week when the company announced plans for a simplified design featuring only the company's name. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 135 points, the NASDAQ rose 94, the S&P advanced 26. This is SRN News. ISIS is still lurking.
According to research conducted by the United Nations, the Muslim terrorist group that was driven out of Iraq more than a decade ago has not disbanded, and it has not gone into hiding. ISIS and its affiliates are terrorizing Christians and others all over sub-Saharan Africa, and they're active in Syria and Afghanistan as well. The UN report says the group is highly adaptable and is utilizing the latest technology to carry out violent attacks in many places. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
France summoned American Ambassador Charles Kushner to Paris on Monday after he wrote a letter to French President Emmanuel Macron stating that the country does not do enough to combat anti-Semitism. The French Foreign Ministry says his allegations are unacceptable. The summoning of the ambassador is a formal and public notice of displeasure. France has seen a rash of anti-Semitic acts lately. This is SRN News. Southwest Airlines will soon require plus-size travelers to pay for an extra seat in advance if they can't fit within the armrests of one seat.
The change is part of several updates the airline is making. The new rule starts January 27th, the same day Southwest begins assigning seats. Currently, plus-size passengers can pay for an extra seat in advance and later get a refund or request a free extra seat at the airport. Under the new policy, refunds are still possible but not guaranteed. Southwest says it's updating policies to prepare for assigned seating next year. Rich Thomason, Washington.
SpaceX has launched its latest test of the mega rocket Starship. It's the first ever deployment of a test payload into space. It blasted off from SpaceX's launch site in Texas. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.